You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning, I'm Luis Sainz, your host for Focus on Campus, and joining us today is Clarissa Robles. Clarissa is a student here at the University of Texas at El Paso. She's a theater and dance major, and she's also starring in the latest play that opens up tonight, The Trestle at Pope Lake Creek. Clarissa, thank you very much for being with us here today.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit about how you got interested in act. Did you role play?
Well, first off, I am the youngest. I have two older brothers.
Okay.
But as a performer, I began when I was little. I remember in elementary school, I was in my first play. I played a toucan. And I remember just loving it. And even prior to that, I was a ballerina even before that. And after that, I was into choir and I would sing. So I kind of have, you know, a bit of everything under my belt. And I didn't get into straight acting until my freshman year of college here at UTEP. My brother actually asked me to take an acting class because he had been taking some classes in the theater department. And he asked me to take it and see if I would like it. And since then, 4 years ago, I haven't been able to stop.
So tell us your experience. You said when you were how old when you played the toucan?
I was 8 years old.
Okay. And how did playing a toucan inspire you to become an actress? All the Fruit Loops or?
No. You know, it was just so much fun. I loved staying after school, rehearsing, practicing. I loved playing something that wasn't myself at all. It kind of brought me out of my own shell in a way. And above all, it's just so much fun. It can be very stressful, but in a very good way.
Well, as children, we have a vivid imagination. And even me as an adult, you know, I have a very weird imagination. Not in a bad way, in a good way. But when you were asked to try out for this toucan part, did you wonder or did you ask the teacher or others, like, well, I wonder what a toucan sounds like and how should I go about becoming that character?
Well, I remember asking my parents to take me to the zoo to see if I could see a toucan. I remember that. I don't exactly remember anything else other than that, but I remember it did inspire me to want to go to the zoo. So, I mean, my role prep began when I was 8 years old. And I would say it was just the small amount of research done. I felt it. I learned about so many things. And I think that's also what draws me to it is You learn about history, you learn about people, you learn about life, anything.
As you mentioned, when you're an actor, you're not only just acting or reading lines, as you know, some people think that's the case, but you actually become that character. I would imagine that this was something that opened up a whole new world for you after your brother said, come on, try this.
Yeah, I would say I wouldn't be the person I am today if it weren't for his suggestion, if you will. I've learned through this process these past 4 years, I've learned a lot about myself through these characters I've played. I've learned that these characters are a lot more, they're way more brave than I'll ever be. So yeah, I would say if it weren't for that, I wouldn't be where I am today.
Tonight you open The Trestle at Pope Lick Creek, and it's a play written by Naomi Wallace. It's directed by Joel Murray, who's a veteran here on campus. And basically, the synopsis is, I guess, the local bad girl draws in a naive boy to outrun an oncoming train on a narrow trestle that sits 100 feet up over a dry, rocky creek. The last boy who ran with her did not make it across. A poignant, brutal, and erotically charged tale of redemption and the search for identity that reveals the fragility and beauty of the human spirit. Filled with wicked twists, turns, this is a hauntingly powerful work by one of America's best playwrights. Now, Clarissa, are you the one who lures boys to go and play on the tracks?
Not in my real life, but in this play. Yes, I do play Pace Cregan. She's beyond her years. She's a tough girl. She's one of the toughest characters I've ever played. She's 17 years old, but oh dear God, she's out there, man.
How did you get into this? Because you mean you come across as a very nice, sweet girl, and so who did you study? What did you do to become this?
Well, it wasn't my first time playing characters like this. Not that they're aggressive; they're very assertive characters, and they know what they want. About almost 2 years ago, the department did Living Out. I played a character named Wallace Breyer, and she was very assertive. She was very against immigration, and all because of for the sake of her children. So in that way, I kind of justify why this person is the way they are. With Pace Cregan, she's very much like this because she needs to run this trestle. Her entire life depends on it. Also, I'll bring up the fact that it does take place in the Great Depression. Children at this time didn't have a lot. Doing my research, I read that school would be out of session throughout the year, sometimes as long as 6 months. So children would not have anything to do, and even if they couldn't work, they could work, but in this case, these kids don't. And she had to find something that kind of brought her to life, and this is what it was. And 2 years prior to when this play takes place, she actually almost ran it when she was 15 years old with another boy, and he ended up dying because of it. So she feels like she has to redeem herself by running it again.
In this play, as you mentioned, it's a lot of character acting and a lot of submerging yourself into becoming this character. And Joel, as I mentioned before, is a veteran director, and so he's been around for a while. Tell us a little bit about, because you've been in other plays, but then this one, as I mentioned, takes on a completely different twist from your profile, your personality. Just give us an expression of how you work with a director and how other actors work with a director. Because a lot of times, and the reason I'm asking this is because a lot of times we watch a movie and it says produced, directed by, and you really don't know what they mean, but the director is a very important part of the play, and you and the director have to have a very good connection.
Yes. I would say it depends who you work with. I've worked with Joel before. We work very well together. Last year, I worked with him on his original piece, Here We Almost Are. Joel is very, very easy to work with. He kind of just lets you be. He did mention that when he first started out, he used to micromanage a lot, but as the years went by, as he experienced more productions, he kind of let the actors go and he allowed them to explore. He allowed them to, make mistakes. He allowed them to make the choices they wanted to make. And, I kind of agree with that ideology, because why else would you cast the people you cast? Because you trust them with this piece and you trust that they know these characters like the back of their hand.
Well, in addition to having that relationship with your director, you also have to work well with your fellow actors. And in your case, this young man that you're dealing with, tell us a little bit about the chemistry, the relationship that you had to form to work with this guy. At first, I know that you all use scripts, you work, read them, but there is a certain thing about acting that you're not reading and you're not memorizing, but you're actually, having a conversation and to make it sound natural.
Well, luckily, fortunately, I have worked with George before. I have taken classes with him. I've taken a couple of scene study classes with him. So I feel I'm very lucky to already have that working relationship with him. I have thought about, if it wasn't George I was working with and it was somebody I didn't know, It's not necessarily building a personal relationship more than it is building a working relationship with them. And even with everybody, the rest of the cast, I've worked with them multiple times. But I think when you're kind of put together in a group, when you're in a cast, you have no choice but to be around them. And you have no choice but to work with them and to talk to them. And as time goes on, you kind of build that relationship and you kind of see how they work. And, you know, you kind of just learn as you go.
So would you say that your goal in this play was to establish not just the personality of Pace, but also the fact that, you know, you want the audience to relate to Pace and be on edge and kind of want to protect the young man or be angry at Pace? Because I'm sure you've seen movies where the character is so good that you come out of that theater hating that person and not realizing that, hey, this is the guy that I loved in the other movie.
Right. I will admit, sometimes with some characters, it's very, very hard to be on their side. But, you know, with Pace, she goes through so much. I feel that this play really does resonate now more than it did when it was written back in or when it was produced back in 1999.
How come?
Naomi Wallace deals with, as she says, she likes to write about people. She loves history and she loves historians, but she likes historians that write about people, not about kings or queens. And I feel that this play very much is in touch with today because it talks about the people and what people are going through. Even now, this morning, I was reading an article about, you know, the minimum wage, the federal minimum wage issue, and just things like that. It touches on what people go through behind closed doors. And I feel that my goal for this play even is that I want people to step out with a little more hope for whatever they're going through, a little more hope in their lives.
As far as the play itself, you know, once you finish this, you'll go ahead and perhaps start working on another play. But anytime you do something, whatever event it is in your life, you have something about that particular event that stands out in your mind. And I'm not sure if you journal or you write a diary, but, you know, you'll look back at the years and go, oh, wow, I remember when I played Pace in this. What do you expect to take from this play? Or what have you learned about this play that really stands out as far as this character?
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't like thinking about that I'm not going to play her anymore. She's been one of my favorite characters for years. You know, I think what I'll get out of it is, I think working with the language, for one thing, working with this type of heightened language, the language is very poetic. Naomi Wallace says it's a very tough poetry. It's not decorative. It's not pretty. It's very rough and it's very non-realistic, and I feel I've learned a lot from that. And I think also what I take out of this playing her is there is, I think, as cliche as it sounds, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And there's nothing wrong with being brave. There's nothing wrong with knowing what you want. I think that's what I've learned the most so far.
Clarissa, we want to thank you for taking the time to be with us here today. If you wouldn't mind giving us the dates of the play, because as I mentioned, it opens tonight.
The additional dates would be the 24th of April, the 25th, and the 30th at 7:30, and May 1st and May 2nd at 7:30. And the matinee performances would be April 26th and May 3rd at 2:30 p.m.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time to be with us here today. We've been visiting with Clarissa Robles. She is starring in the play The Trestle at Pope Lick Creek, and it opens tonight. If you need additional information, you can call Adriana Dominguez, 747-6213. Thank you very much for being with us here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Folks on Campus is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Norma Martinez. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Luis Sainz.